The following podcast on the WDKX Podcast Network is
provided by Vision Automotive.
1039 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, and throwbacks. You got to take care of your health. Check your health. The most important thing out there, there's multiple phases to it. Dr. Sean Nelms joins us now here on the show. Good morning, sir, from the University of Rochester.
Good morning, WDKX family.
And last week was heavy.
Yeah,
heavy topic last week involving specifically young kids and suicide. I know Sight and I were talking about something we're going to bring up tomorrow on the show, dealing with that and the concerns that are going on in the community. But this week has to do with really not just kids, but the entire family, Dr. Nelms.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an incredible department of ophthalmology at the University of Rochester. It's a Flom Eye Institute. And we recruited one of the best surgeons in the world. I will say that because there's so few of them. And we'll talk about how many actually exist in the world. Dr. Christine Coward, who was brought here, recruited heavily to come here, and has opened a clinic on Clinton Avenue, 500 South Clinton Avenue, where she is providing eye services and eye care for the entire family.
Yeah.
For young, to the aging, to those who have a really difficult time seeing and low vision, to those who have healthy eyes and just need to get their annual checkup. So we wanted to bring her on because there's so many aspects of having a quality of life when your vision is impaired. And so Dr. Coward is our expert today. Welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Coward. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you in. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on. First of all, your establishment is in the city. Where is it again?
It is in the city. We're located at 500 South Clinton Avenue, Suite 104. We are actually housed in the Goodwill building. So if everybody knows where the Goodwill retail store is, on South Clinton, we're right next door, right across the street.
And facilities able to service not only kids, but adults, everybody, the entire family.
Literally everyone, yes.
Okay.
And as Dr. Nelms said, from child to aging.
There's a couple of things I want to get into this morning here on the show, one of which is a lot of different health issues that affect your eyes, one of which we talked about before you walked in here, diabetes.
Yes.
Diabetes plays a major role in how you see and vision. Can you talk a little bit about that for
a
second?
Yes, of course. So diabetes, people don't realize diabetes affects you from head to toe, including your eyes. It can cause something called diabetic retinopathy, where the blood vessels in the back of your eye start to leak blood and cause swelling and impair your vision. So you're not able to see well to drive. You're not able to see well for reading. And the only way really to diagnose that is to have an annual eye exam with an ophthalmologist and make sure there's a dilated eye exam.
A dilated eye exam.
Correct.
That's when they put the little drops
in
your
eyes.
Eye
drops in the eyes that everyone hates. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know what it is? I think they hate it because you can't see, and then two, you got to rely on somebody else to drive you home.
You got it. Exactly. Yes.
Because it's like you need to ask a favor. You're like, don't want to ask a friend a favor in the middle of the day because I can't see for the next. How long does that last? Like 4 hours or something?
About
like that?
Four to 6 hours.
Okay.
Some people may be a little bit longer, some people may be a little bit less, but it's definitely important for you to do at least once a year.
Now, I want to get into certain ages because I think it affects individuals differently. And one of the ones over 40, if you're over 40, one in five might have cataracts.
Correct.
Which is very, very scary. There's other things that go along with the eye.
Yes.
Is that an age thing? Is that what I'm watching? Is it just, you know, not seeing a doctor to sort of pre-diagnose this? How does this all sort of get to that level?
Yeah, of course. So with cataracts, it's most of the time age-related. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, everyone, as you age, everyone is going to develop cataracts. It really depends on how dense those cataracts are, how much is affecting your vision.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have cataracts doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have cataract surgery to remove them. That's the only treatment option that you have for cataracts.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will live forever with their cataracts.
Okay. All right. The other thing, too, is the visit. When I say that you guys service the whole family, you want to get kids in because that goes into learning, which I want to get into in a minute. But I want to start with people that are listening right now. Kids are in school. They will go with if the parent takes them. But what if the parent's got an issue? What if the person has got an issue? What if the individual, even if you don't have kids, have the issues? What are some of the signs I need to be aware of that my vision is slipping and I don't want it to be about my age? I want it to be able to see when I'm out on the roadways, because I've seen a lot of car crashes.
Yes.
And during the day and at night. Mm-hmm. And I believe people can't see.
Yes.
So why should they come see you?
Yes. So, you know, if anyone is not able to, again, read, drive, your vision is blurry or impaired, again, you know, coming to have a dilated eye exam is very important. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just as simple as perhaps dry eyes or allergies. You know, that can dry out the surface of your eyes and cause blurred vision. Sometimes people might need an updated glasses prescription or contact lens prescription. You know, as we all age, our eyes change. Mm-hmm. So that's something that can be addressed as well. We mentioned cataracts. We mentioned diabetic retinopathy. So again, just getting your eyes checked annually would be great.
The other C is the cost. There's a lot of people very concerned about the cost. I know University of Rochester Flom Institute can help, but there's a lot of people who are just like, I don't have the package or the health package or the eye package to help with that.
Sure. So, you know, at our office in South Clinton, we're actually looking at getting a social worker. But at Flom Eye Institute, what we have is a whole department that is working to help people be connected with health insurance so that they can get the eye care that they need. So all they would have to do when they call in for an appointment, just let them know they're having those challenges and we will be able to assist them.
What are some of the dangers if I don't get it checked? I'm like, I'm good. I can see. Ain't no problems with me. I'm good. I'm 40, but I feel like I'm 25.
Yeah.
But it's not true.
It's not true. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, feeling doesn't always match up with health, right? And again, your body from head to toe kind of gives you signs. You know, let's take cataracts, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell my patients that cataracts are like a dirty window. You have a nice clean window. Your natural lens is nice and clear. You can see well. But as you get older, that clear lens becomes cloudy, just like a dirty window. Eventually, that window or that cataract gets so dense that you're not able to see anything. So just imagine you waking up, mm-hmm. you know, looking at your loved ones, looking at your kids, making out details. Now every day it gets a little bit dimmer and a little bit dimmer and a little bit dimmer. So really, you know, having that happen can be a very frightening thing, you know, but again, I really urge and caution people that getting their eyes checked regularly is very important.
Yeah. 103.9 WDKX, Dr. Carrington. I feel like she's just talking to me. If you're listening to the show, I feel like she's just talking to me because I'm right at that age, over 40. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't been to see an eye doctor in a long time. Mm-mm. So, I mean, it's been a minute because I hate the little puff in the eye. Do y'all still do that?
No.
No more puff in the eye?
No more puff in the eye. I know a lot of people hate that. No, we don't have that anymore.
Oh,
no.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, that's one more hurdle to get through. And as far as University of Rochester helping out, I know full well that East High School has got sort of a program for young kids mm-hmm. who can't afford glasses.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, I mean, being at East High for the last 8 years, I would walk around the school and walk in the classrooms and see kids squinting mm-hmm. or trying to pull their paper close to their eyes. I'm like, man, you can't see. Like, you need mm-hmm. to go get your eyes checked. Mm-hmm. We had the benefit of having that eye care facility within the school itself, run by Logan Newman. But for kids in many school systems, not just in the city, but throughout the county, they don't have that resource available within the school. But the Flom Eye Institute has offices all over the county.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing one to the city center was critically important. It was part of their strategic plan to make it on a bus line, to make sure that it was accessible, that you can have the whole family come. You can even get your glasses there as well. And so I would say, yeah, East has a great program for those students. They supply eyeglasses for kids all over the city. But for the entire family, I think the best option for Rochester, is the Flom Eye Institute's satellite office at 500 South Clinton Avenue.
I just believe if you go if it's a we thing, as opposed to I've got to take XYZ or son or, you know, to go see, it would be a lot easier because I'm telling you, as an adult, I'm a grown adult and I'm like, I don't know. There's a lot of equipment, stuff going in your eye and all this other stuff. You get a little intimidated.
Well, let's address the elephant in the room. How long if you don't want glasses and you want to wear contacts, how often should you bounce between the two?
Yeah, sure. So I will advise my patients that if you are a contact lens wearer, use them during working hours. So anywhere between 8 to 10 hours a day. I also tell my patients when you're home, take your contact lenses out, wear your glasses at home. If you can just imagine a contact lens is a piece of plastic that you're putting in your eye to help you see, but your eyes lids are rubbing up against that piece of plastic all day long. It can make the eye very irritated.
So my next question, what's the difference between a regular contact lens and then the ones they say, well, you can sleep in these?
Yeah, so it depends on the material,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because the material that they use for those contact lenses will transmit more oxygen to the eyes, you know, while you're sleeping. You know, it is FDA approved to sleep in them, but again, I think that having that piece of plastic in your eye all day long, day and night, you know, really your eye should have a break.
Okay. Wow. Jeez. I mean, it maybe it's just, how many black eye doctors are there? Do you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, in the United States, it's estimated there's about 18,000 ophthalmologists.
Okay.
And only 3% are of African descent.
Damn.
So how many black women are?
So that is within that 3%. So yeah. Less than 3%.
So that's you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Me. That's, yeah. You wanted to. Wow. Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah. Not very many.
Well, I appreciate you coming in with great information this morning, because this is it's an eye-opening experience when it comes to the field. when it comes to the field, but you worked hard at this. I could tell. Very well educated on the process. It's now about the activity and going to see you. Where are you located again?
So again, 500 South Clinton Avenue, Suite 104, right across the street from the Goodwill retail store.
I want to talk a little bit in that in the next segment. We'll take a break. I'll talk a little bit about kids struggling to see the board. So when I was a kid, you know, I was not doing well in school. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Nelms and I were just talking about this. Well, we all were in the room, but we're just talking about the squinting at school. My teacher noticed it, made the note to my mother, and that's how we went to go see the eye doctor. So there might be issues at school that don't involve anything else, but other than the fact that they can't see the board or they can't see the paper. The quicker you get to that, the better off they'll be. Check your health podcast available. There'll be other sort of bits of information. Dr. Coward is here to talk a little bit about that. And what is the scientific name for an eye doctor?
So I'm an ophthalmologist.
Yes.
So I'm an eye surgeon.
Eye surgeon?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. You could also see an optometrist.
Okay.
Who is an eye doctor as well, but they well, it depends upon the state that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do procedures or surgeries.
Oh,
and
wow.
And it's two different tracks to get to where we are. After college, if you want to become an optometrist, it's a four-year school. You go to optometry school. You mm-hmm. come out and you start practicing right away.
Mm-hmm.
After college, I went to medical school, which was 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then I went to residency, which was 4 years. And I also did a fellowship in glaucoma, which was 1 year.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I think I trust you with my eyes.
What did that trust that any doctor I've ever had? I think that's very and the percentage of black female doctors that can do eye surgery?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
18,000 of 331 million people in the U.S. That's we're lucky to have you.
Damn, Dr. Yeah. Nelms, you done brought us.
Yeah, we're lucky to have you. I'm like, let me see the numbers.
You said experts. I was like, my goodness. Yeah, man. Thank you for that. And University of Rochester as well. If they want to come see you, where should they go, Doc?
Yes, yeah, so 500 South Clinton Avenue, Suite 104.
All right. Great opportunity for people to get in. And what's the number to call if there's a number to call?
Yeah, so for an appointment, you can call 585-273-3937. Again, it's 585-273-3937.
I also want to get to the other component. So as a kid, I struggled academically. And my mother, who wore glasses, was just like, well, she would go to parent-teacher conference. And they did exactly what Dr. Nelms said. Literally, when we started the show, I see him squinting a lot. Mm-hmm. And there is issue squinting. Issue squinting? Guess where I was the next day?
That's right.
To go get the eye exam. So when got the eye exam, had astigmatism. Didn't know it, obviously, then on. Wore glasses. I didn't like wearing glasses. Not too popular in school in the 80s wearing glasses.
Right. I used to have mine on purpose.
Yeah, you know.
Because I didn't like wearing them.
Did I ever tell you I broke my glasses like the first day before school? Oh, my goodness, man.
My mom would be like,
where's... Scotch tape.
She'd be like, where's
know
your...
it.
She'd be like, where's your glasses? And I'm like, I don't know. And then she'll look under the bed and they'll be... Because I didn't. Yeah. I hated wearing glasses. And then now look at me. I wear them 24-7.
Well, until you become a parent, you got to pay for them. You're like, hey, them glasses are expensive. Yeah. You get your one. We got one pair for free with insurance. It's funny you say that. So when I was in high school, I loved trying to read. And I say that intentionally. Because I would start reading and be a good book and my eyes just started watering. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm just not meant to read. Like, I really said that to myself a couple times. Like, reading's not for me.
Yeah.
And same thing, I had astigmatism. And once I got some corrective lenses, I haven't stopped reading since. And so, you know, when you don't have the ability to see, if you are not born with the inability to see, but if you have the ability to see, you got to maintain that. I mean, it opens up the world just through books or, you know, seeing your kids grow, your grandkids grow. You just engage with society differently when you can read. And And there's no excuse when you have resources in the community. You have physicians of color in the community who walk the same walk that you walk and are able to really help you through that process. So again, we are very fortunate. University of Rochester has some amazing researchers and physicians, and we're just really lucky to have one leading eye care within our community.
I got a question for the expert. Now, we hear this all the time. How true is it? Does marijuana cure cataracts or glaucoma?
Common question. It's a real question. Question. Thank you for asking. So technically, yes, marijuana does decrease intraocular pressure, eye pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So people always ask me when they have glaucoma, should I just use marijuana? Why do I have to use these eye drops? I have to put that into some perspective. So yes, if you smoke marijuana, your eye pressure does go down, but it only goes down for 1 hour.
1 hour?
Just 1 hour. As opposed to some of the medications that I prescribe for my patients, mm-hmm. one eye drop can last for 24 hours.
Oh, that's what I want.
Yeah. That's quality of life.
That's what I don't want the temporary fix. I want the one day eye drop in each eye, and I'm good for the next 24 hours.
And we joke about the marijuana thing with the vision, but that is a real question. Like, people hear it, but they don't do the research. They just heard that, you smoke marijuana, it'll help you with this or help you with that. But it's good to hear that breakdown, because I don't think too many people that didn't do the research know that there's a eye drop versus the marijuana.
You got it.
One hour, 24 hours.
Well, this is why I always say you got to ask for the facts. You got to ask the experts. And that's what you'll get at the University of Rochester. And the reason why is there is truth to it. Mm-hmm. But I would rather go for the 24-hour solution than the hour solution.
But also, there's other impacts, negative impacts. Like, next week we'll talk about cancer and other health-related issues with Dr. Calvin Cole. So yeah, you might smoke weed all the time, but it may lead to cancer. It mm-hmm. may lead to lung disease. It may lead to other issues. So at the university, we really try to treat the entire body, mm-hmm. not just a particular area. I think there are some people, I think you said this earlier, Dr. Cole, off the air, there are some people who don't even know they have diabetes until they come in to get an eye exam.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking they need glasses to fix a problem, where in actuality, they need to focus on diabetic health, right?
Yes, correct. So there are instances where patients come in and their vision is blurry. And I do a dilated eye exam, and they have diabetic retinopathy. Again, their blood vessels in the back of their eyes are bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
I also often tell people that your eyes are the windows to your health. And some of my patients who haven't been to a primary care doctor in a while, I'll diagnose them with diabetes, or they'll come in and say that something wrong, with their vision. Turns out they might have, had a stroke, things of that nature. So, when I do these eye examinations, it's not just to make sure that you have the right glasses prescription. It's really a reflection of your entire health of your body.
So a couple of different signs having to do with your vision could be a bigger problem down the
correct.
Line. Wow. Oh, scary. You will take families, though. You will be able to take young kids as well as adults. I just think if there's a message of we need to go see the eye doctor, they should definitely, not only one, come see you, but just feel the anxiety leave a little bit. Because if mom and dad are doing it, now I feel like, okay, I'm there. We're there for the day. How long does it take? Sometimes short, longer. How long does a visit take?
Yeah, so, with the dilated eye exam, plan to be with us for about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Out of your day, maybe 2 hours, depending upon how busy we are. But what makes the eye care center at South Clinton Avenue very unique, to your point, we do see everyone, from children to the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
But we also offer low vision, appointments as well. So some of the patients, things that we're talking about, if your glaucoma gets too bad, you have low vision, we're able to take care of patients with low vision too.
Yeah. And of course, there's always the fear of the cost of it all. I know I brought that up earlier, but it is an issue. Sometimes people are deterred from it. Is there any help available for that or not?
Yes, absolutely. So we have social work available to help connect people with insurance so mm-hmm. that their visits, can be covered. And we absolutely work with everyone, who has those challenges.
Mm. And I would say also, if you're a student in the RCSD, the East High School makes glasses, and those glasses are for free for students. So that's a free benefit to the RCSD. But again, there's social workers, there's free eye care programs within the city, sponsored through Fall My Institute. There's donors that we have that, mm-hmm. that give for specific reasons. So do not let cost deter you. There's always a way to get around that. And there's always insurance opportunities and options that people may not even be aware of.
Yeah.
But vision care is important. It's a critical priority for the Fly My Institute. And I can't think of anyone that we've turned away who actually needs glasses to see, because we understand it's truly a quality of life.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the other thing I didn't mention yet was the fact we have a full service optical shop, which is one of the only ones that's within the city limits. We prescribe the glasses, but if, you know, people had prescriptions, you know, that they got from other places, we would happily accept those too. And we also have packages for people who don't have insurance.
All right. So the first thing to do is go get the eyes tested.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But through that, there could be other things I could do to improve my eyesight. Is there anything you recommend right now? Okay, maybe I should be eating more of this or drinking more of that. Is there anything you would suggest to somebody who's going through it right now?
Yeah. So overall health. So the eyes are part of the body. So a healthy diet, you know, exercise, wearing sunglasses,
yeah,
you know, is really helpful, because the sunlight actually, you know, contributes to cataract formation. But overall, a very healthy lifestyle.
What about sticking to your prescription? What about prescriptions as things that may have that you may take? Is there anything else that you can take?
So there are eye vitamins that are available over the counter, that do not require a prescription, but mm-hmm. those eye vitamins are for particular eye conditions.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in order to get those eye conditions, they have to come see you.
They have to come see me. Yes.
Yeah. Don't be self-medicating. Yeah, go right. see a doctor.
Yeah. What about a prescription for your glasses?
So we can do that.
Okay.
We can do that right, for cool. you. Absolutely.
And your shop has, I mean, you said optical shop, these are glasses, frames that are
frames
on-site.
And glasses, yeah. Yes, on site. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't sound like, where are you again?
Again. 500 South Clinton Avenue, Suite 104.
All right. Please make an appointment. I don't know if you can't see. Only you know if you can't see. Mm-hmm. I don't know if your kids can't see. Only you know if your kids can't see.
Yes.
And maybe stop by the school, say, hey, listen, mm-hmm. just want to see them in math, want to see them in English. Mm-hmm. And you say, Dr. Nelms, look at them and see if they're squinting.
They're squinting if they're holding the paper to the front of their eyes. Some kids will demand to sit in the front of the classroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, if a teacher is attentive enough, they will know that a student is struggling with their vision care, similar to what your teacher did for you when you were younger.
Yeah.
But often teachers may or may not know the signs or the resources that are available. And so these conversations with our community are not just for those who struggle with eye care, but for family members who see a relative who might be and say, hey, you know, you might want to stop down to 500 South Clinton Avenue to get checked out. Why don't y'all all go? Since we got to get a yearly checkup anyways as adults, we're going to go every year. We're going to all get our eyes checked, spend the 2 hours, and then people just leaving with a peace of mind that the kids are good, that they're good, grandparents are good, and having that comprehensive opportunity in that one center. Again, glasses, eyes checked, social work support makes it much easier for a parent to come or set of parents to come and get the services that they need. And I think that number, again, was 273-3937.
And if I have a history of wearing glasses, does that mean my son or daughter might need glasses as well? Is it hereditary?
It's a possibility. Okay. So it's more common for if you're nearsighted that your children will also be nearsighted as well.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So keep that in mind going forward. Man, this is an informative day. An informative day. Now you got to go out there to actually act and implement it going forward. I don't know what you're going to put in the podcast. I don't know. I think we took all the notes. You got some more notes too. You
can't.
Carol came with like three sheets of notes. I'm like, all right, well, we need to hit some of that stuff. But thank you for the time. Thank you for the honesty. I know we like to joke around, play around. Yeah, Sight's better at it than I am. I'm still hanging on.
Don't let him fool you.
The context. I'm still hanging on to context. Dear end. I do not want to accept the fact that I'm old, but you said under 40. Every 2 years, unless there's an issue.
Unless there's an issue, correct.
Over 40 every year.
Every year.
Got to put it on the calendar.
Please.
All right. 103.9 WDK.
I'm 21.
I know, right? For the last 20 years. WDK's the Maker Club.
Dr. Coward, thank you for a wonderful interview this morning at WDKX. A question from a caller. Where else might a community member get services from Flom Eye Institute if they can't make it to South Clinton office?
Yeah, great question. So at Flom Eye Institute, we have a population health division that is responsible for what we call the Vision Van. It has a Flom's logo and the university's logo on the side of it. You can look for us at any of the community health fairs. Over the summer, actually, at 500 South Clinton Avenue at our location, you know, we were working with Goodwill at their block party to provide eye screening. So wherever you see our van, you'll be able to get free eye screenings.
Another question from a caller. Often people get eyeglasses and won't go back to get their eyes rechecked. They think once they have them, then they're done. What's the danger in that? Or how often should people be following up on their eye care if they already have glasses, already have a prescription, but perhaps did not get it revisited over, you know, a couple of years or so?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, when you have eyeglasses and you get them prescribed and you're seeing well, unless, say, 2 or 3 years pass by, there's really no danger per se, but your body will tell you that these eyeglasses really aren't quite right. Number one, your vision's really not going to be in focus. You might have eye strain. Your eye straining can actually cause headaches. So I would recommend that anyone who wears glasses or even contact lenses, you get those prescriptions checked, if not every year, every 2 years.
All right, so I know that you do comprehensive eye care at Flom Eye Institute at 500 South Clinton Avenue in Rochester, New York. We often get questions around LASIK surgery. What are the benefits of LASIK? What are some of the perhaps cautions? And where can people find more information about LASIK surgery at Flom Eye Institute?
Yeah, so LASIK is a great technology. So, you know, we use lasers in ophthalmology a bunch of different ways, but LASIK specifically reshapes your cornea. And your cornea is the most front part of your eye. It reshapes it so that people can see well without glasses. Now, the caveat, you know, when I get asked by my patients about, you know, them getting LASIK, number one, I don't particularly do that surgery, but I can refer you to a surgeon who does. That's number one. And I also caution them that not everyone is a candidate for LASIK. After you get LASIK, you're able to see well. But one common side effect of LASIK is actually having dry eyes. So you're almost buying yourself a ticket to using artificial tears almost on a daily basis for the rest of your life.
Thank you, Dr. Cowart, and thank you, WDKX family, for tuning in to another segment of Check Yourself. We look forward to seeing you in the future. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on the WDKX Podcast Network.
Provided by Vision Automotive.